And welcome to the second episode of Fan Run Varsity Spotlight. Last week, we talked to Pal quarterback Jordan Potts. This time, we're handing things off. We're stepping across those county lines, staying sort of in the neighborhood, handing things off to a big-time running back from the area. He's listed as a 6'2", 220-pound, three-star running back and linebacker. It's none other than Anderson County's Gavin Noe. Gavin, welcome to the show, brother.
I appreciate you having me on.
Gavin, we're in week one. You guys have had some scrimmages under your belt, jamboree, fall camp. What's the vibe like in the locker room right now? How did things go in the summer, and how do you feel about the fall?
Honestly, right now, we're pretty excited about the season. You know, we just got through all of our scrimmages and whatnot, and, you know, we had some setbacks, but honestly, we responded well, and we've done pretty good this week, and it's given me some confidence, and I'm very excited about week one.
First of all, I wanted to ask you about a big time decision you made in the summer. Earlier this summer, you decided to make your commitment to Navy. What went into that decision to commit to Navy? Because it's not just a football commitment. It's a lot. It's almost like a lifetime contract, really, being a service academy and all.
Yeah, that's the truth. There was a lot that went into my decision. It was the top pick for me as soon as they hit my line in about April, May. My dad and my brother, they went up to a camp in Annapolis they talked about how nice Annapolis was, how great of a city. So when I went up there to see it for myself, it really was. It was everything they said it was going to be. All the people were super nice. The coaches were super nice, especially Coach McDonald, Coach Ingram. They were very, very, very kind to me and my family. And the way they treated me, it really did. It showed me. I mean, they talk about it being a brotherhood. You know, I kind of like those type of values and having like-minded people. Because I come from a place in Harris County, Coach Gill, and we talk about brotherhood and family all the time. So that made that an easy decision. When it comes to service, it's not something I really think I thought about for a while, but the more and more I thought about it, you know, I made my commitment, and then for about a week or two, you know, you're second-guessing yourself, and, you know, you're wondering, did I make the right decision? Do I really want to play here? And it just kind of, yeah, recently, honestly, it's just kind of started to click, and, I mean, it's something I really, really want to do now. You know what I mean? And that's just, I don't know when it clicked. I don't know how it clicked. It just kind of did. I was watching all these videos and studying up on them. And it became more and more and more intriguing to me. And I was pleased to say I made the right decision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, was that always in the back of your mind, something you always thought about going to a service academy?
Not for me, but for my brother Trey. He always talked about going into some type of service. He's a big history buff, and I mean, I remember when he was in middle school, he had a high school history textbook, and he read it front to back. So he's always watching these history documentaries. Let me tell you, oh my gosh, all the time. I'm telling you. So it's always been there. My granddaddy served in the army, late Vietnam. He didn't. I don't think he ended up. He didn't end up going. We got out of that before that happened. So that's always. It's been in my family. It's been in the back of my mind. And when it became an opportunity to me, and also it gets, you know, it pays for your college. You know, and I started thinking about it more and more. And I was like, yeah, this is something that I don't just have to do. And the service, it's something I want to do, you know.
So does the decision help you with some relief, like going in senior season, knowing that you've gotten that big time commitment under your belt and it's out of the way? Does that help you at all going into this last season of your high school football career?
Honestly, I can't say that it does, just because I've never as a player really worried about that. I've never worried about, you know, what the media says about me, or what the colleges think of me, or this or that. You know, I've never, I mean, my dad can tell you, I mean, I've always been big on college football. Of course, I've wanted to play, but I mean, when it come down to it, the only team I was ever worried about playing for was Anderson County. But, you know, when it became an option to play in college, you know, I started thinking about it. And, it became something that I was like, yeah, I don't want to stop playing football for at least for a little bit. And yeah, so it was something, yeah, that I've always thought about. But I mean, it I don't know if it does help me. It's just, I've always loved Anderson County, and that's pretty much the only team I've ever saw myself playing for, you know.
As far as the 2023 class goes, you guys got some special guys. You, Bryson Val, Walker Martinez. How special is this group, and how have you guys developed into leaders to keep that AC culture going? Because you spoke about it right then. Like, a lot of kids are like you. They grow up, eat, breathe, sleep AC football. So what about this 23 class? How special are they? What do they mean to you guys?
Yeah, the best example I can give you is when it comes to our quarterback, Walker. The reason I think he's not growing up as an Anderson County kid, but he's an Anderson County kid, if you know what I mean. I mean, he's a tough kid. As a freshman, we're coming into the season, he was backup, of course, and he earned a lot of respect, especially for me and the teammates. I mean, he was a hard-nosed quarterback, and you know, he was putting his body on the line, just trying to win those. He was playing in JV games, of course, as a freshman. He was always putting his body on the line and such. And I really consider that to be Anderson County football, and I really consider that to be our culture. You know, that's the best example I can give you of leadership when it comes to that. You know, just putting our body on the lines, you know, not caring what happens to us, about us, you know. That's always been Anderson County football, and we have a ton of those guys. I mean, our offensive line is really, I think they've had a big 180 from last year, in my opinion, from what we've seen so far in the scrimmages. They really put the work in this offseason with Coach Chadwell and Coach Russ. I mean, they've been working nonstop, you know, and I really, that even if it's not as big as improvement as I think it is, it's something I can appreciate and something I can look at, and I can be, it keeps me going as a player, you know what I mean?
And part of that, that culture, the results have been 5 straight region championships for the program. What's the key for that long line of success for AC football?
Repetition. We repeat and we practice the same plays over and over and over again every single day. I mean, nonstop. I mean, we're there for a long time. We're there almost every day. You know, we're learning. We're practicing, getting our timing right, you know. Working on those things, and you know, that's the key. You gotta have coaches that are devoted to this, and yeah, we do. You know, we have some coaches that are devoted to this, and we have a lot of players that are devoted to this to keep it going.
You guys also have a community devoted to you guys. And man, that, do you guys feel like you have the best home field advantage in the area?
Oh, 100%, especially you know, we're just outside that Knoxville area. I don't think it gets any better than that. We always got the same number of fans, no matter who we're playing. You know, our side is always packed out with as many people as we can. We always got these fireworks and this Jumbotron. And, you know, although it doesn't necessarily help you on the field, it really does. It means a lot to this community. They're always talking about, they're always supporting you. And they're always going to be there for you. And I remember I was talking to somebody, I think it was a reporter, and he said, what is it about this community? And I said, it's a special thing when you can look up and have a relationship with almost every single person in the stands. And that's the truth. I mean, we're a little bit bigger than a small town type of vibe when it comes to high school football. But, you know, it feels very, very homey. You know, I feel very tight with this community.
Yeah, and you mentioned it right outside of Knoxville. So it positions you guys to have some unique matchups. And, you know, when I think about you guys the past couple of years and some of the great matchups, I think about you guys and Powell. And does that kind of feel like a rivalry, even though, like, historically it's not been, because you guys haven't played each other year in and year out? But past two seasons, that's been the biggest ticket, the best ticket, in my opinion, when it comes to high school football in the area.
I agree. I think us and Powell are probably the best game every year. That's probably the truth. I mean, last year you put up 1,000 points, and the year before you have that Jordan Potts game winner. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some feelings, but it's a game I think Coach Gill put on the schedule because he knows how talented Powell is. He knows that whatever we don't do right at the beginning of the season, Powell will expose. you know.
Yep.
I think my freshman year, they exposed us for our lack of – we couldn't stop the run against them my freshman year. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Baylor Hughes. I think he put up about 200 yards that game. He went crazy, you know, and they just exposed us. They ran the read option all over us all game long. And then the next year, we play him. It's Jordan Potts. He's running all over the place. He's throwing these crazy balls, and, you know. And he did a great job. I mean, and honestly, it's the truth. They're so talented. They're so explosive. You know, they're going to show you, especially when you play them early, they're going to show you what you do wrong. And that's a great, great game for us. You know, it's a great game to get there. Because I feel like our defense, especially, is always better at the end of the season than it is at the start of the season. And, you know, it's because we pick up a team like Powell and they do so. So, yeah. I would say it's definitely a rivalry, but we get a lot out of that game, whether we win or lose it. Of course, you know, we're never aiming to lose it, but, you know, we get a lot out of that game, you know. So I really like playing that game. I think both the communities love playing that game. I got mutual respect for those guys at the PAL.
Well, hopefully Coach Gillum does not want to take that matchup off the schedule anytime soon, because from my seat, it's the best bang for your buck that you can find. In the area, touching on last season, you guys had a gauntlet of a schedule, especially early on. Got off to that, what was it, like a 1-3 start. But then you guys were able to hold your own at home. We talked about the home field advantage, and you were able to take care of things in the district. Meanwhile, losing your leader, Walker Martinez, what was that like? What was the key to kind of finish that season strong and to deal with that adversity without your lead signal caller?
For me, it was honestly about maintaining that region championship. You know, we knew after we lost Walker, that would be a little bit harder. We thought coming into that Carter game that was going to be a really tough game for us because we didn't have our quarterback. But Cody Miller did a great job of managing that game the best he could. And I think Nick Moog, I mean, I was sick that game, Nick Moog. We ran a lot of Wildcat with him, and he did a great job of taking the run at the carries. I mean, the motivation there, I felt like a lot of us were we wanted to kind of do it for Walker. You know, we felt bad, of course, him not getting to play because he loves football. But I wanted to do it for Walker, and I also wanted to do it for this community to show that we weren't going nowhere.
Looking for a sweet treat to grab on the go? Order Crumble Cookies. Choose to receive your cookies through curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. Order delicious gourmet cookies on the Crumble app today. Crumble Cookies is the fastest growing cookie company in the nation. After only 4 years, 500 plus stores are in operation in 50 states, with many more in build out. Come check out Knoxville's new location, 6672 Clinton Highway, Suite 104. And you coming into this summer, like I mentioned, the 23 class is pretty special for you guys. And you've got your sights set on some big things your senior season. What have you guys worked on in the off season? We talked about the region championships, but what have you guys taken care of to sort of take that next step and to end your career on a high note?
I would say we've definitely done a lot on our defense. You know, we've changed up the playbook a little bit. Coach Lambert coming in, he's done a great job, and he's been able to motivate a lot of us. And I really feel like our linebackers are a lot more polished than they have been under him. He's done a great job of just working with us. And I think Coach Chavo, he's done a lot for our offensive line. He's also brought a lot to our offense. He's done a great job. I mean, but honestly, I gotta be honest with you, our offensive line, they've really, like I've said before, they've put in the work this offseason. I mean, Lucas May, I'm gonna give him a little bit of a shout out right here. He did a great job of taking last year on the chin. You know, it was obviously upsetting for him and for all of us, you know, to go 6-6 and finish round two. You know, it's not something we planned on doing. But he did a great job of just redirecting this offensive line. And, you know, they put in a lot of work. I mean, we would work out and he would take them and they would stay after and they would do extra stuff. And Coach Chadwell, he would get with them and they would do extra stuff. And, You know, I really appreciated that. And I really think that's probably going to be one of the biggest differences you'll see. And also on our defense, I guess you'll have to wait and see for the differences on the defense. I mean, we've changed up some stuff, of course, but until you put it into gameplay, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed.
Gavin, now we'll get into some fun questions. Normally people will call it rapid fire, but we don't have to go quick. You can take your time. I'll call it pop-up questions. You mentioned, you know, you grew up in AC as a Mav for life. and like, that's what your eyes were focused on and not really so far beyond, like, college football. But you got to have some heroes on the football field, right? Like, you model your game after anybody in particular?
Absolutely. Gotta say my number one guy, that I've always looked up to as a pro player, at least, James Harrison. James Harrison was always the guy I looked up to. I'm a Pittsburgh fan, and I grew up right around his time of dominance. I mean, I just loved watching him play, and I didn't even realize until I got older how much he worked off the field, you know, in the weight room. But, I mean, just watching him play, he's so intense. I mean, That's the type of guy I always wanted to be. Yeah, James Harrison for sure. When it comes to local players, I always looked up to, I'd say, Andy Long and Tyler Hicks were two of my guys growing up. Andy Long was a running back, and he played through a couple injuries. I always remembered that. And Tyler Hicks was a quarterback. And I just loved watching T. Hicks play. He's an all-timer for me.
As far as Pittsburgh goes, who starts under center?
Who starts under center?
Yeah.
Gotta say they're giving Mitch Trubisky the nod. I agree with it, too. They go Mitch Trubisky. He's the veteran. And I think he could be – I mean, he played for the Bears is the thing. The Bears have always had awful quarterbacks.
Yep.
They have terrible quarterbacks. I can't sit here and trash Mitch Trubisky when I don't really know.
Right.
What he can do. I mean, he played for the Bears. That's not even fair.
Yeah, and he was matched up with the best OC possible last year when he was a backup at Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's going to be interesting to watch. Do you think the Steelers continue the streak, Mike Tomlin's streak of finishing above 500?
Yeah, I think we'll be better this year. Honestly, Big Ben was a good quarterback, but you know, in his later years, he was more like a crutch than anything. I mean, he could direct. And he could do all that, but when it came to airing that ball out, he couldn't get it 30 yards. I mean, call it what it is, he couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah. Favorite pregame meal?
Pregame meal? That is a hard question. We've switched it up. I would say I have to go with a Zaxby's, Big Zax Snacks.
So that's the secret. That's what gets the juices flowing for you.
Sometimes I get Sour Patch and a Coke and maybe an Icy. Yeah, it depends on who we're playing, I guess.
What about post game? What are you digging into post game to really, you know, get those cravings when your body is just desperate to replenish?
Post game, I'm probably chewing on the first thing I see, honestly, but. I feel like a steak taco. It's probably my go-to steak and cheese taco. That's always a solid option.
Nice, nice. what's your favorite hype song?
Hike song?
Yep.
Like I'm going on a hike. What's my favorite hike
song? No, hype.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
I was about to say, that's a really random song. How about the Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks?
Ooh.
I'll go with that. That one's pretty good.
Now, are you still kicking that? Like, because I was going to ask what's your favorite celebration song. Like, after a big win and you're chilling after the game and you're just lathering in that victory feeling, like, are you going to play the same song or are you going with something different?
I feel like Sweet Caroline's always a good one to go to.
There you go.
If you're on the field, Sweet Caroline, if we're in the locker room, it's whatever Izzy and Cole put on.
What's your favorite? Speaking of hikes, maybe this will be the answer to this next question. What's your favorite activity outside of football?
I like washing my car. I like washing my car, and I haven't been able to do that in like a week now. I've been so busy. I like washing my car and listening to music at the same time. That's probably one of my favorite things to do.
Nice, nice. Gavin, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you one more question that I'll ask all the athletes that hop on here. If you could describe, what does high school football mean to you?
High school football means everything to me, and it's mostly about just Anderson County. This place is very special to me. I mean, I was literally born here. I've literally grown up here. I've been here my whole life. I think when I get old, I'm probably going to end up being here some way, form, or fashion. Probably somehow end up messing with the football team when I'm 50, 60, 70 years old. It means everything to me. I mean, like I said, I've watched all these players. I can name games back in 2009, 2010. It means everything to me just to be here for this community.
Folks, if you're looking to catch Gavin and the AC Mavs, they're getting things started off week one later this week against Powell at Anderson County. We're looking forward to these matchups that you've got on the slate. Speaking of Powell, that was a big-time matchup last season, like we talked about. Gavin had 138 yards, 3 touchdowns going up against that Powell defense. You guys put up 48 points. Then, like we mentioned, you guys responded later in the year after a couple of tough losses early, got that region championship. You're looking for bigger things. Gavin, you're a 3-star Region 2 4A MVP and All-State. What's left on the table?
What's left on the table? I got to say we're going for a state championship. You know, everybody in Anderson County feels like it's our year. I feel like it's our year. We're going to go for it, see what happens. Most of all, we're just going to put everything on the line. I mean, I'm not going to change the way I've ever played football just because I have some offers now. I'm not going to change my mentality towards the game. I mean, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to give everything I got and see what happens.
Great stuff, man. Gavin, I appreciate you hopping on. Everyone, catch Gavin on the socials at GavinNoe25. That's N-O-E. Or you can catch him on the football field because you're going to hear about him. You're going to hear about him and the AC Mavs this year because they're super talented. And this is one of their leaders right here. Gavin Noe, thanks for hopping on with us, brother.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, we look forward to touching base with you later on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.